GM everyone, great to have Saiyans here and Say community in general. Saiyans have been a great representative for the Say community. We'll wait for a couple of more minutes and let more people join in, and then we can kickstart. Kunal, do you want to mute yourself once? Can we also invite Pratyaksh over, please? Before we start, why don't we have like a quick round of introductions? So, Saiyans, whoever is representing, please, if you can maybe like give a quick introduction about yourselves, well, Saiyans community in general, and then both Pratyaksh and I can introduce ourselves and Filament, and we can take it forward from there.
Yeah, awesome. Sounds good. So my name's Sithney. I'm one of the co-founders here at Saiyans. We are, community focused free mint on Say. We've been building since late December. Just building a variety of tools, keen to push the Say ecosystem forward, and keen to learn more about Filament and what you guys are doing as well.
Absolutely. I definitely feel like Saiyans vibe is crazy, especially with the Dragon Ball Z digitized format that Say generally has, and love the community, a lot of enthusiasm. We already see a bunch of that in our community with the Saiyans that have joined through the guilds, which we will talk more about today. I am Abhitej. I'm one of the co-founders of Filament. I've been in space since 2018. And I've been very focused on DeFi. Only very recently, while building Filament and learning more about NFTs, we've been diving a lot more into NFT ecosystem as well, and seeing how the culture, crypto, and trading comes together. And we're building Filament, which is a perp dex, a hybrid perp dex, which combines a traditional order book with a novel liquidity pool model, which is called Compool. And then we have gone on to innovate on multiple frontiers, how fee is structured, how the protocol creates more user retention mechanisms, and much more exciting things. Part of those we will talk today. Pratyaksh, you want to go next?
Yep. Hi, everyone, and thank you for joining. I'm the other co-founder of Filament, and I've been in this space since past 3 years now. Started my journey through DeFi, and I've always been intrigued by what has been happening over the past couple of years. Started the first introduction to DeFi was through Compound and Synthetics, and since that day, I realized that eventually there would be something like futures that will have the most amount of impact on the decentralized finance space. And after building multiple DeFi products, later on realized that that this is a good opportunity in terms of the kind of market that we are in today, and the kind of requirement of the of a new vertical with a better design format. This has started out Filament with Abhitej in August last year, and now we are in our testnet phase.
Awesome. Yeah, so why don't we start with Santif, you can talk about how Saiyans has come about, what's most exciting thing that's happening within Saiyans community. What do you find that people within the community are most passionate about? Because we know Say is just still growing at with leaps and bounds every day. There's a lot happening, and Saiyans are like the kind of the early adopters within the ecosystem. So what's like, you have like since December, like it's been 3 months, like what's been most exciting thing for you, where you're seeing community do the most exciting things, and where it's like you see Saiyans heading next?
So as you know, we started the Freemint in December. That's when Say sort of gained a lot of hype around this whole EVM narrative, paralyzing the EVM and potentially revolutionizing the EVM, essentially creating a high throughput chain for the first time, basically doing what all these level twos have been promising but haven't been able to do yet. In all honesty, the NFT ecosystem as a whole has been very, very quiet. And, you know, it comes in cycles. So the excitement has certainly died down a bit, but we're busy still building lots of things. We're working on a variety of different tools behind the scenes. We finished a few of them. We're just kind of in the midst of rolling out or lining up a bunch of announcements when things start to pick up again. It's really awesome because a lot of our community have stuck around and they're still incredibly active. We're one of the few in Say who's managed to maintain that, which is great. And that's just a credit to the people that are involved. And yeah, it just gives me early Solana vibes. Like, I don't know if you guys messed around much on Solana in 2021, but yeah, July to September to December 2021, similar vibes in Say right now. So yeah, it's early. We're driving it forward from the front. So.
Absolutely, that's amazing. And like you said, like probably like the community that sticks around is the most valuable thing. We have a saying within Filament, we keep iterating on it over and over again, that early birds are rewarded, but the birds that stick around are rewarded more. And when you mention about all the tools that are coming up and things that you have lined up, I think so that's the most appropriate example of like how like people who can be early, but then the people who stick around are the ones who benefited the most out of like the progress that any project makes. Also wanted to cover, like, if I'm not wrong, Saiyans also have like a meme coin, right? And within the Say ecosystem.
So there is a Saiyan meme coin, but that's not us.
Got it. Probably one of the community members. That's interesting. It's like I'm actually quite curious about like the Say NFT community, because like that's been like what's the first primitive that has come in within Say. It's taken a lot of like the growth trajectory around NFTs within Say has been very, very interesting, and also like the meme coins now. So I think so like Say is catching up on a lot of things that are happening in the broader space, and effectively with Say V2 there will be a lot of like transformation that will come in with like being, I think, so the first live parallelized EVM, Monad being the other one, but just like Say being the first one out there actively on right now on DevNet and on mainnet. I think so we can like dive a little bit more into like trading guilds and what we are trying to do with trading guilds. So maybe like I can first share idea about what we have in mind, what we had in mind when we started trading guilds, and would love to hear your thoughts on like how do you think that plays in, and especially from Saiyans' perspective, like the community that is just still like growing its roots and different applications coming in within Say ecosystem, for example, how would that interact with? So when we started building Filament, the first goal for us was to build a very, very effective product, and which marks a kind of new era for how on-chain purpose trading happens. And that's how we innovated a lot on the comp pool, like the liquidity pool model, which we call comp pool, and protection. Sometimes can talk more about that. And we went on to introduce new features like fee socialization, which makes the rates on the platform much more stabilized. with the bootstrapping of the protocol itself, how it acts between like how order book and liquidity pool balance themselves, and like how bootstrapping becomes easier. Those are kind of like things we did on the product front. But while building, like once the product mechanism was finalized, what we realized that there's a lot of like, there are a lot of products, and that's not just within PubDexes, but like in general DeFi. And the key differentiation that comes down to is how those DeFi products are able to also tap into the culture that exists in a specific ecosystem or in general. And that's probably the biggest differentiation any on-chain application has from something like a centralized exchange or a centralized application, is how you are able to tap into that on-chain culture, bring users that are very ingrained into certain ecosystems, and kind of like make them the first class citizens on your platform. And that's like how we and like visualize when we think about guilds today, is like they're going to be the first class citizens on Filament platform. And then as like building a DEX, it's very, very important. You have a variety of users. When I say variety of users, is like because you're gonna have like assets from all ecosystems, you it's best like if you have users from those ecosystems itself. So it generally tends to be like when you're in the bootstrapping phase, it gets very, very isolated when a like protocol is only tapping into the users that are within specific ecosystem. In our case, like probably just an injective, but we're going to list Solana, we're going to list Say, and we're going to list multiple other assets. And what we wanted to do is how do we bring in best users from these ecosystems? And after a lot of brainstorming, we realized that a lot of these ecosystems kind of have almost like a symbol or like an index, which traditionally has been a great NFT collection, because most of the early builders, users tend to get very engaged with NFT collections that launch first in those ecosystems, or tend to have like the most active presence. And for that matter, like within Cosmos, it's BadKits, within Solana, it's MadLads, and Say, it's Saiyans. Within Injective ecosystem, it's like Injective Ninjas, Injective MunchDAO. So we thought like, okay, this is a great way to bring on platform. And then we can kind of like representing these users collectively as a guild could be a very interesting way initially to think of like, almost like what Pratyaksh always says, like it's like a representation of a team in a fantasy league. And you have a team, like you have multiple teams within a fantasy league, which all are kind of like competing based on the teams that they best understand. For example, if an English Premier League, somebody would be like a huge diehard Liverpool fan, and they would build their team every day with like Liverpool players. And similarly, you might have a like person who understands Manchester United the best, and kind of like they are able to pick the best players, what the forms are, like everything, because they are very ingrained within that club. And so that's what defines the performance as well within this fantasy league. Similarly is for the users as well. If you really look at like, you know, Saiyans probably would understand the Say assets best because they're very, very ingrained into the ecosystem. Similarly, MadLads would best understand Solana assets. And if they are on a platform and they're trading like together as a collective, that sort of gives them more kind of like to come together as a collective, as a community itself, and then think about very interesting strategies together, share ideas, almost like you're creating that trading culture. And then from there on, we have went on to create a lot of more interesting mechanisms on top of trading guilds, in way the incentivization is done for the top guild, at least for the testnet. It's like the top guild at the end of the testnet wins a huge pool of points, which always aren't shared across all the users of that guild. So that's that was a thought process around building guilds, and we're really happy to have Saiyans on board because like it's truly one of the most active communities, especially from one of the most emerging ecosystems, which is Saiyans. So yeah, that's our thought process about guilds. Would Love to hear your thoughts about it, Cindy. What do you think about it? And like, have like, you must be very active, as you said, like in Solana ecosystem as well. Like, it just said that embedding of like NFTs within DeFi has been like a great way to put out there as well. And now we see more like, know, a lot of multiple products have done actually. Backpack itself is built around like Madlats as a community. So we'd love to hear your thoughts. What do you think about this idea? And like,
yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think guilds is something that's been done many times successfully. It incentivizes usage essentially, which is great. Keen to understand what the benefits are. Like, is there an incentive for guilds to outperform others? Like, how are you measuring that kind of stuff? Because I think this is the nitty-gritty information that each community would be most interested in at the moment.
Yep. So how the incentivization currently is happening is that each user, when they are performing activities on the platform, they're earning individual points. And that could be based on the trading volume they generate, the actions that they take, like being part of the first few members. For example, we had faucet minting and first 1,000 users that minted faucet, we took a snapshot. It's just as to say, every time we launch a new feature, we want to have like incentivization for people who come in early, like try out that platform, test it out, because and give like a lot of feedback. So that's like individual points. On a weekly basis, these points are put together collectively, and then a collective sum of these points is what represents the score for a guild. And based on what the guild's ranking is, every week there could be like an interesting campaign on like the assets that are more culturally aligned with that guild, and then the points that are rewarded that particular week could be much higher, or activities that are performed for these guilds could be much higher. So this is kind of like on the test net, where the guilds that are on a higher end get like more rewards, and then like every week or whichever is the end at like winning guild or kind of like the top guild at the end of every week gets a booster. So booster is like you have the, it's like top to bottom. So you have the highest boost for the ranking one to like say top 10. So every time top 10 guilds get the booster, but this booster is only for top 10. So like high to low. These are kind of like simple things that how we think about on testnet, which is like trying out these guilds. But like, Pratex, do you want to cover in how this translates as like it gets on to mainnet and things like we've planned as like rebate programs or other things that you want to like maybe cover?
Sorry, I didn't get the question there. What did you say?
Now I was asking Pratex to also cover maybe like things that we have planned for the mainnet. Pratex, are you there? Cool. I guess Pratex is disconnected. But yeah, like, to cover like some of the things that we have planned for the mainnet is that similarly, like these benefits then translate into kind of rebate programs you might have, fee sharing that you might have. And then we plan to like retain the top guilds that are on the platform and then allowing them to build their own strategy wards. And that way, it just happens to be like, okay, you generally have a top trader or top three or four traders in a community. They can open up a guild that is specifically for that community. So it's kind of like a token gated, and the users within that community can deposit their assets. So they're top performing, like based on their choice, and the top performing. You were kind of like copy trading the top performing trader. So you might not be an active trader, but you like are participating with other traders. So those are kind of like interesting ways we think like how the guilds will like incentivization would come for guilds, both on testnet and on mainnet. Yeah, if that answers your question.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, no, that's really cool. I like the idea of combining NFTs and DeFi together. Because yeah, I feel like the community aspect of DeFi sometimes gets lost. So combining that kind of brings the best of both worlds in a sense, which is cool. I think Pratikash is able to speak now, so maybe you can cover that question you asked a minute ago.
Yep. Pratiksh, maybe do you want to cover like how do we plan to see like incentivization as a whole, and then also like how particularly like guilds become interesting with a lot of like say sandbox asset accesses we are thinking, or like the rebate programs just in general, and
So as Abhitej mentioned, there would be, so whatever happens on testnet will sort of and the whichever guild performs the best in a way on the testnet front will have better incentives on the mainnet front. Now, how that happens is, let's say now we have, let's say there are three guilds and the guilds are competing against each other over the testnet period. Now there is the first guild, let's say first is Saiyans now. So once we launch the mainnet, Saiyans guild get that opportunity or the optionality to create their own vaults. These vaults have their own strategies. So whoever is the vault owner of the Saiyan guilds can create their own strategies, and the liquidity can be supplied directly to these strategies. So user not directly supplies liquidity on the comp pool, but they supply it on the strategy, which is eventually used for trading on the platform. Now, in terms of incentivizing the guilds on the mainnet front, so whichever guild performs the best on the testnet will have better rebate programs, will have better asset selection in a way. So we have divided the comp pool in two parts, which we call as one is standard asset comp pool and in a way sandboxed asset comp pool. So when I say standard assets are all the big assets and all the most traded assets across the ecosystems. So it can be BTC, ETH, say Injective, Solana, XRP or Cardano or whatever it is, all the big assets. Now, when it comes to sandboxed assets, these sandboxed assets includes all kinds of token. It can have pre-launch perps. It can have meme coins. It can have like newer meme coins that are just like blasting off in a way. We saw it recently with Book of Memes, which crossed on the DEX, on the decentralized exchanges side, or more than Ethereum, it had volume. So all these assets, the accessibility of all these assets can be only for the top performing guilds. What this does is this gives the guilds better opportunity, and there can be better opportunities in multiple ways. So there are, if let's say a guild is running their own strategy on trading between the spreads, since not every guild has access, spreads are a little more, then the profits are a little higher in a way. And let's say now you have created, now there's a meme coin that is existing, but there is no perps market for that meme coin. And somebody wants to take a short position on that, and it is not possible. So only the participants or people who have participated in those guilds or the part of those guilds will have optionality to access these newer perps in a way. So these are few incentives that I can talk about right now. But as and when the product matures, there are more things that we will add in terms of access to better market making vaults, access to higher rewards in a way, not just in terms of rebates, but more than that. So yeah, these are a couple of things.
Sydney, from your perspective, what do you think, like, you know, generally the communities want most when they're interacting with the platform? You might have seen that, like, Saiyans, like, what sort of activity you're seeing with, like, say, community members, like Saiyans being part of the more applications that are coming within the Say ecosystem? It could be a DEX, it could be a lending markets. How active these users are within the DeFi as well?
I think the most important thing is just user experience. Like, everyone is Of course, like incentivized programs are great, like guilds are awesome. But this is something a lot of people do now. But the differentiator is interesting things like access to the most amount of coins, which you touched on there. The ability, just the ease of ability to buy and sell assets quickly. Access to high liquidity, good market makers. Like they're the biggest things at the end of the day, because at the moment, especially on Say, because it's so new, it's very difficult for anyone with a large amount of money to even trade on the DEXs, because there's not enough liquidity. So yeah, covering those bases and attracting the right people is the most important thing, I think.
Got it. And what do you think are the most exciting interactions that, you know, maybe you have seen with NFTs within DeFi in your experience in past? And what do you think could be more interesting, like crossovers between, which are like popularly what we are calling as like JPEGs, like meets DeFi? What are those things in your experience?
I'm not very much in the DeFi space, to be perfectly honest, but I think what could be interesting is all the chains are very tribal. Everyone has their own chain. There's very few people that aren't chain maxis. So what I think could be interesting is, and what I don't know if you guys have thought about this at all, but you've essentially invited one community, I think, from various different chains. It could be interesting to have a chain v chain guild competition almost, because that would create a lot of attention, right? Solana v Say v ETH v Polygon, that kind of thing. Because yeah, that's the kind of stuff that happens on Twitter and on Discord as it is anyway. Everyone is kind of for their own chain. So yeah, translating that into a guild or a DeFi app could be very interesting.
That's a very good idea. We actually haven't really like gone that far. We just were trying, but I feel like it's like we've done that for like injective stakers in a way, but this particular thing I think so is very, very interesting and probably like a good feedback that we can incorporate in like versions to come, kind of like have chain versus chain competition, like kind of like elevating the guilds to like ecosystem level. And then also like, because we are an exchange, we want to like be open to all communities, all ecosystems, because all assets would be listed on the platform. So that's a very good point, Yana. Thank you so much for bringing that up. I just wanted to now particularly understand with respect to like what's like, we went through the data before this and we saw like some Saiyans were that came in early, they registered, but some of the Saiyans like have not come in. And so what are just some of the ways that you think like what could be like inhibiting them, or just like how we can like tap into more people that have registered to come on platform and like try it out and start getting involved?
I think it's simply the fact that a lot of people are very much either in the NFT or DeFi camp. Like, not everyone sits in both. Like, you can see that on the Say ecosystem, especially because, as you touched on at the start of the space, NFTs on Say have very much taken off, but meme coins and DeFi perhaps hasn't. And I think that speaks for itself. Like, the people that are on Say are very, very NFT focused at the moment. Not to say that won't change. But yeah, I think it just is what it is. Like, the other key thing is that there's very little liquidity on DeFi on Say at the moment. So I think a lot of people just haven't even tried it yet. But yeah, like, you guys aren't going to be launching until EVM goes live. Is that correct?
Yes. So, and also like on that same thought, like, how do you think about things change when, say, V2 goes live?
So That is an interesting question. So I'm of the opinion that the speculation on V2 has more power than actually going live, which probably sounds horrendous. But everyone likes to speculate on stuff, right? So people are in to speculate on what it could do. The things I see it could do, I hope it does, is bring more builders. Developers, especially EVM developers, are very resistant to change. So switching to a new chain, it is very difficult if they have to learn a completely new tech. So that should onboard a lot of people. And more products, of course. And then hopefully that in turn will bring more liquidity, you say. I think it's very clever to focus on EVM in that regard, because the EVM ecosystem is full of level two chains that have overpromised on tech and very much underdelivered. Like for years, they've been promising high throughput, low fees. And I'm pretty sure all of them haven't achieved it. So if Say is able to achieve that, I think we'll see a lot of products bridge over very quickly, because it will make sense from a commercial perspective. And in turn, obviously, that will bring their users and then liquidity.
Awesome. And so can we speculate, as you said, everyone loves to speculate. Can we speculate that Sands might like also migrate to EVM side, or have like another additional collection on the EVM side? Is that something that is on the cards?
So I can say that our marketplace will be bridging to V2 when it goes live. Our devs come from EVM, so that's for sure. The NFT collection itself, I would say, is more likely to bridge than not, but we haven't decided yet. So let's see. It makes sense too, though, right? Like, there's a lot more. There's a much larger ecosystem on EVM, and having that interoperability is very valuable. I think that interoperability is the big selling point for blockchain. Like, I know everyone talks about decentralization, and I'm a very, very big advocate of that. But I think that 99% of the people in the world don't really care about it, but they will care about interoperability, because it will bring better experiences, better value to everyone if done in creative ways. So I think the value is in that, and therefore bridging would definitely make sense.
Absolutely. You brought a very good point. That was a huge consideration for us as well when we were choosing to build Filament, was which base infrastructure do we go to? And it's very funny, where we started a POC building as a CosmWasm application. So we actually first built a POC on CosmWasm. But deploying that POC and like just trying it out, I think so we realized that we'll have to redo everything that's already done within the EVM ecosystem. And that's huge. Like, so many experimentations have been done already. And that's how like we started like experimenting a lot. Do we need to build our own infra and then like build an application on top of it? But that was like kind of like, we wanted to defer the decision to have our own roll up or have our own chain as long as possible, because we want to be very, very focused at the product level for now. And luckily, around the same time, like Injective came about with their idea with like having EVM. And now like Say has come up with their like V2 model. And what I've always believed, that like Cosmos Tech under the hood is probably one of the most versatile, more scalable tech stack you can have, because you can build potentially anything on top of it. Great examples of that are like now Say building like a completely interoperable version, Injective building like multi-VM. Then you have things like DYDX, and you have chains like Celestia, all like leveraging like tech stack of Cosmos, but while building for the entire like broader crypto ecosystem. So yeah, I think so. Like interoperability is the biggest like kind of next step for adoption that we've always talked about, the user experience that the most of the Web2 applications provide. And the ecosystems such as like Injective and Say are already taking it to the scale. And I'm personally very excited about like Say's V2 and also like a lot of tools that you mentioned, especially the marketplace that Sayence is bringing in. As you said, like there's so much happening within the NFT ecosystem in Say that new market models are probably like also going to be very, very exciting. Do you want to maybe like cover briefly about like what is going to be like some of the differentiators for Sayence marketplace and how it's going to like bring in more interesting features, at least for the users?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, you touched on it just there. We're not necessarily reinventing the wheel. Like a lot of things have been done. A lot of experiments have already happened on EVM and Solana. So cross-chain, we're not reinventing the wheel, but on Say specifically, we're bringing a much more robust and user-friendly marketplace to Say than what already exists. We've already shipped bids, on-chain bids, sorry, bulk listing, bulk buying. We're going to add more advanced analytics very soon. But the big focus for us right now is the launchpad. The Say an NFT ecosystem is very quiet at the moment, and I think that onboarding big projects and big teams through our launchpad will bring back some attention, bringing in the correct teams, because yeah, a handful of big projects and suddenly everyone is incredibly bullish again. Like there's a very small percentage of projects in the NFT ecosystem that dominate the volume. So bringing in those high quality individuals, high quality teams that can build products and push Say forward is the big one for us. And that will in turn benefit the whole ecosystem and obviously our marketplace as well.
Awesome. I think so. That covers most of the five parts that I had in mind, and like talking a lot about. On like closing thoughts, what do you think is like probably just like next thing for Sayence as a community, maybe not just like NFT in general, but what's the like biggest chatter that you see within the community? And have you guys like have you heard people talk about Filament yet? And if what like what they're excited about? Anything that you know you feel like where what's most exciting for Sayence community as a whole?
So the thing that everyone is most excited about at the moment are the upcoming launches that we've got and the Ordinals collection as well. When it comes to Filament, the things that I've noticed a bit, people are most excited about the guild. The ability to have incentives to trade versus just using a normal DEX at the moment is the main thing. So yeah, I think that's about it. What about you? What are you most excited about over the coming weeks and months for Filament?
I feel like one of the most exciting things is just like the features rollout that we have. A lot of attention that we are paying is like, of course, it's just like how inclusive product we build, how we are able to create more sort of like game-like experience for people, because like at the end of the day, there's nothing like any product would do different. You have an AMM in every ecosystem. There isn't much that any AMM does different from each other, right? So just as from there, it's just the gamification that really differentiates products. And this like how you are able to optimize at just your core mechanism level. And those are kind of two things that we are heavily focused on. It's just like guilds is like first step into it, and then Pratyak slightly touched upon is like how we plan to bring in sandbox assets and the accessibility to those sandbox assets. Just as like we'll keep the competition very high on the product, and also like the incentives very good for the, as I said, highlighted earlier, like the first class citizens on the platform. And the second thing is like we're trying to create more and more abstracted experience for the users, is that the end user shouldn't care about which chain we are building on. We're an exchange, and like they should feel like, oh, it's as close as to a centralized exchange. So thinking of like, as you highlighted, like the interoperability concept and like those parts, those are other things that we are working on with that base product going live. But yeah, slightly like touching upon what I would say alpha would be is also like the expansion of filament from here is what other things we're like very excited about, and seeing how does like filament really operate into different environments, and what works best for filament's like future as a product is something that these are like three things I would say most excited about next 2 to 3 months.
Nice, sounds cool. I'm excited to see it all rolled out, and yeah, especially excited for when V2 goes live and it yeah, it's available on today.
Awesome. Yeah, so I'm also like looking forward to next week when Sans community jumps in, and probably like Sans is going to be a very competitive guild, and hope so that, you know, we are able to change some minds about like, okay, how DeFi works, and get some people onboarded from the say community into DeFi, and then they start loving. So when we come over, they are already like hyped up about like participating in DeFi. With that, like those are all things from my end. If you have any closing thoughts, Cynthia, I would love to hear from you.
No, I think we've covered most things. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. And so like, this is just like on the closing note, currently the testnet is live. You can go out, mint your faucets, provide liquidity, bond it. And then we are going to make the trading live in the later hours today or early hours tomorrow. So then the full rollout will be complete. The users first week can keep trying out different things and earn like a lot of points. And then week two is when these points are translated into a cumulative score and the guilds go live, from where the competition between the guilds will begin. So if you are a Saiyans holder and you have safe listed your address on guilds.filament.finance, please do go to testnet.filament.finance. Mint your faucets, already get into actions so that Saiyans is already in top guilds, and then from there on like the competition begins. With that, thank you so much, Cindy, for joining in today, and thank you to the entire Saiyans community and everyone else that joined in. Love talking about Saiyans, love talking about Saiyans, and super excited about JPEG meets DeFi on Filament. With that, good night, take care, bye-bye.
Thanks, guys.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ants dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken knives. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, though the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works. And we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lace, stacked and non-toxic, just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage, like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible, when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats, tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few seats, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy, before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come first serve mentality, stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Spaces.